what we said last time, we said we'd see you next time, and we got back. And you know, some of this is we're feeling that we're going to have a great time here tonight.
We're diving into the ocean.
Is the one and only wardrobe change of the whole evening. goes in tribute to the late great Jimi Hendrix. One of the tales I tell is how I was really lucky to hang out with Jimmy in the 60s. He's been wonderful. And it's pretty cool. He was a lovely man, really very humble, great guy. And he paid us one of the great tributes that anyone ever paid us. We released Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on a Friday night. And 2 days later, on a Sunday, he'd learned it and he opened his show with it. And it was fantastic. We were all there, you know, a lot of people in town had come to see this great new guitarist we'd never seen before. Anyway, he does Sergeant Pepper, and he does amazing solo in the middle of it. And he's using his vibrator power, you know, the whammy bar, so big speed. And he's giving it full on welly. And everything. We're loving it, you know. And so he finished the song. Now, we know that when you do that in those days, now he's completely out of tune. There's no way back. And we know, hey, what's he going to do? So he starts searching in the audience. He says, is Eric there? And he's looking for Eric Clapton. And Eric was in the audience. Most of the guitar players were in the audience. But Eric doesn't want to know. He's cringing down. Jimmy spots him. Hey man, will you come up here and tune this thing for me? No, tune it yourself.
Thank you. Thanks. All right, this next song is one that I wrote for my wife, Nancy. Woo! And she's here with us in the audience tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
So now we're going to take you back through the mists of time. To a little port in the north of England, a little port called Liverpool. And we're four guys, four lads met up and formed a band and did okay for themselves. But way back then, I mean, we were just a little gigging band, you know, and it was kind of difficult to get noticed. So what we thought we'd do is we'd make a demo record, and we found a place that made them, and it cost £5 to make the demo record. And at that time, there was five of us in the group. It was me, John, George, Colin on drums and Duff on piano. So we made the little demo, and we each made £1. So the arrangement was we'd each keep it for a week. So I kept it for a week and gave it to John. He kept it for a week, gave it to George. George gave it to Colin for a week. Colin gave it to Duff. And Duff kept it for 20 years. And then he sold it back to us. At quite a considerable profit. Anyway. The song that we did that day is the one we're going to do now. Inspired and thought and dreamed. But all that may be, oh, 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 I'll do anything for you, anything you want me to. Despite the poverty that you may cause for me. For you, anything you want me. smile for the day.
Down to London, Abbey Road Studios, to make a record with George Martin. Let's hear it for George. And it was a big studio. We were used to just this little one where we played the demo. So this is a big studio, and we were pretty scared, to tell you the truth. But we went in there, and the first song we were going to show George was Love Me Do. So we were doing it, and John always had the lead line, Love Me Do. He played the harmonica. But George Martin wanted the harmonica to come in on the one, Love Me. John couldn't do the same thing. Couldn't do the two things at the same time. So George Martin looks to me. I remember I'm scared. He looks at this ball. Would you mind singing the Love Me Do line? I go, oh, I'll be okay. Yeah. So I did it. And to this day when I listen to the record, I can still hear a slight tremor in my voice. But not tonight.
Love, love me too. You know I love you.
smaller to rise. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these open eyes and learn to see all your life. Waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of a dark blackbird night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. These folk wings learn to fly all your life. You will only be waiting for the small moon to arrive. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the night of a dark black night. Civil rights in places like Alabama and Arkansas, and we couldn't believe it. You know, we couldn't believe the kind of segregation and the bigotry that's going on. We thought America was better than that. Anyway, I wanted to try and write a song that if it ever got back to the people going through those struggles in Little Rock, it might just give them a little bit of hope. And we did get back actually to Little Rock a few years ago, and on the newsroom we'd seen two young black girls going into the schools, and the mob was like, you know, doing all the bit. And we met those. They were now old ladies. We met those two girls. It was very cool. Okay. So, you know, way back in the beginning of the group, you couldn't really say to each other, hey, I love you, man. It was kind of, it just wasn't the sort of thing, you know. People didn't do that, guys didn't do that to each other. So you'd be kind of, you know, yeah, alright. I love you too, but you couldn't do that then, you know, so it meant that we went through a lot of stuff just trying to act tough, you know. Anyway, I wrote this next song after John died. Let's hear it for John. So this song is kind of in the form of a letter, stuff I didn't really ever get to say to him. And if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be? If you were here today, well, knowing you, you'd probably laugh and say that we were worlds apart. If you were here today, ooh, here you today. But as for me, I still remember was before, and I am holding back the tears no more. No, 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 I love you. What about the time? What do you say that we were playing hard to get? You didn't understand a thing, but we could always sing. And what about the night we cried? Because there wasn't any reason left to keep it all inside. Never understood a word, but you were always there with a smile on. And if I said I really loved you and was glad you came along, that you were here today, ooh, for you were in my song. Got something to say to someone and you don't just say it. Okay, so listen, we know which songs you like. We can tell because, you know, if for instance we do like an old people song, then the place lights up with your phones. And it's like a galaxy of stars. And then, if we do a new song, it's like a black hole. But we don't care. We're going to do them anyway. We'll be right back. Thank you. And you fooled me with the lights. Okay. Signs. They put these signs up and okay. And you know, it's great, we love the signs. What happens is you're trying to remember your words, you're trying to remember the chords, and your mind says, don't read the sign. And then you do. So you know, if I get it all wrong, I'm going to blame the sciences. Right? This one. I'm married, but I want to hold your hand. And right next to it is, I'm her dad, and I do too. Live animals, let's do that, yes sir. Somebody here, I'm having a Macca attack. Right. Sign my arm and I'll get a tattoo. Or is one of them, sign my foot. Well, let's have a look at this. Signs. I'm still going to blame you. Alright, oh wait a minute, I missed seeing a boat to come and see you. time. You having a good time?
Yeah!
How about these people on this side? You having a good time?
Yeah!
How about you lot over here? What about you folks up the middle? About yourself, try and tell the truth. I've been sailing half the night, trying to crack it open. I've been sailing half the night, but I got a heavy load. On the night of the red sea, on the night of the red sea. How many people here are from Orlando? from Orlando, but from somewhere close by. One day, and we both had a ukulele. Actually, he gave me this one, Gibson. Yeah. And so we were sitting there, we were just jamming on songs, and I said, "I've learned one of your songs on the ukulele, you know." So we played it together on that occasion, and we'd like to play it to you tonight. Now, you know I believe in now. drama, it may show.
Oh,
So this next song is one that we've never ever done one of, actually. But until this tour. So tonight is the first football band. We're going to start that again. Hey, come on, it proves his life.
Ah! Thank you.
at your brilliant crowd tonight. Thank you.
Walking on the people, living in the world of dreams. Come on, boys.
La 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 la
one more time, guys. I love you, man.
Together, corners, one, go!
La, 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 la.
You want some more? So this next bit we're going to do, this was put together by Peter Jackson, the director of Lord of the Rings and the Back series. And Peter rang me up, he said, you know, I can isolate John's voice, and if you want, you can play live with John on tour. So check it out. Together again. Okay, has anybody in the audience here got a birthday? Okay, so this next song is especially for all these people who've got a birthday today. And for anybody else who's got a birthday sometime this year.
To you.
Oh boy, you've been a fantastic audience this evening. Thank you.
But there does come a time when we've got to go home. It's just about the same time as when you've got to go on. So anyway, listen, to bring you a big show like this, we've got so many people want to thank, but we can just thank a few, starting with, on the sound, it's Pablo and his team. So many beautiful people and all the truckers who bring it to you as well. So let's hear it for the best crew on the planet. I want to thank this incredible band of mine. Please give yourselves a round of applause. Thank you. Thank you so much, and all that's left to say is, well, we'll see you next time.
Up there.